AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With 75 days left before the midterm elections that will decide congressional control, President Biden will host a kickoff rally to boost Democrats. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Tonight, the president will lay out the choice before Americans.
The White House is previewing an aggressive campaign season for the president, starting tonight on safe Democratic ground. In Rockville, Maryland, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he'll play up Democrats who have delivered historic legislative wins for working families.
The president will contrast that with congressional Republicans and their extreme MAGA agenda,
whom she says seek to strip rights and boost the rich. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Prosecutors say two men from Florida pleaded guilty to a scheme to sell a diary and other items belonging to President Biden's daughter to the conservative group Project Veritas for $40,000. The nuclear power plant in the middle of the fighting in Ukraine was temporarily cut off from the electrical grid because of fire damage that caused a blackout in the region and heightened fears of a catastrophe in a country haunted by the Chernobyl disaster. Administrators of a Nebraska public school have shut down the school's award-winning student newspaper just days after its last edition that included articles and editorials on LGBTQ issues. District officials have not said when or why the decision was made, but an email from a school employee canceling the paper's printing services says it was because the school board and superintendent are unhappy with the last issue's editorial content. Serena Williams' first opponent at what is expected to be her last tournament of her career, the U.S. Open, will be Danka Kovinic. The 23-time Grand Slam champion, who turns 41 next month, announced she was preparing to step away from her playing career. This is AP News. EU lawmakers have a new post-Brexit reason to be angry with Britain.
Heavy rainfall after weeks of dry weather overwhelmed parts of Britain's sewage system last week, causing untreated wastewater to be discharged into rivers and seas. The problem is a long-running issue in Britain, where regulators are investigating possible permit violations by six major water companies. Environmental groups allege the firms have failed to make needed repairs. People were warned to stay away from dozens of beaches last week, raising concerns about public health and the damage to wildlife. Zaria Shakili, London.
Boeing's first space flight with astronauts has been delayed until next year because of repairs that need to be made to the capsule following its last test flight. Liftoff of the Starliner capsule with a pair of NASA test pilots is now set for February. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.